AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A Texas judge has ruled to stop the use of a key abortion drug. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the story.
The abortion pill mifepristone has been used in the U.S. for decades. But on Friday, federal judge Matthew Kaczmarek, a Trump appointee in Amarillo, Texas, stayed the FDA's approval after challengers claimed the process was improper and a risk to patients. While the judge gave the government 7 days to appeal, abortion rights supporters slammed the ruling.
Meanwhile, a judge in Washington state ruled to uphold distribution of the same drug in 17 states. Support is growing for the expelled Tennessee Democratic lawmakers after they took part in a protest demanding stricter gun laws. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the story.
As protests grew in size and volume this week outside the Tennessee state legislature, Vice President Kamala Harris landed for a last-minute trip to Nashville and a meeting with the two Democratic legislators expelled by their colleagues and the third representative who was nearly ousted.
A democracy says you don't silence the people. You do not stifle the people. You don't turn off their microphones when they are speaking.
Thursday's vote by the large Republican majority to expel legislators Justin Jones and Justin Pearson has triggered a national firestorm.
An investigation is underway over leaked Pentagon documents regarding Ukraine.
These documents, which have surfaced on social media sites, appear to be snapshots, pictures taken from a cell phone of paper slides from a briefing and then posted on these one starting looks like on an encrypted messaging site. And then they spread over the last few weeks.
Eric Schmidt is with the New York Times. In East Jerusalem, Christians gathered at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for Easter vigil services. A ceremony was led by the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called up all reserve forces in Israel's border police. He says it's to confront terror attacks in recent days.
Our enemies are putting us to the test again. And once again, they will discover that we stand together, united, confident in our righteousness, and we will act together.
No groups claimed responsibility. China has vowed to reprise against Taiwan after Taiwan's leader met with the U.S. Speaker of the House, followed by a visit by Congressman Michael McCaul.
As the House Foreign Affairs Committee chairman, I sign off on all foreign military sales, including weapons to Taiwan. And I promise you, Madam President, we will deliver those weapons.
This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer Wet Jet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 65. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday with highs in the upper 60s, partly cloudy Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome indeed to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, April 8th, 2023. It is 11:05 on the clock. Thanks so much for joining me. I am your host, Seth, for this very important show we have here every Saturday from 11 to 12, sponsored by our good friends at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. If you're looking for health insurance in the healthcare or life insurance, or Medicare, or any other kind of personal insurance, Jeff Clark and Associates are your place to go. You can get a no-cost consultation. You can call them up, 715-424-4101. That's 424-4101. Looking for a no-cost consultation. You can also check out their website, jca-insurance.com. You can get a consultation that way as well. Big shout out to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. Now, this is the show, if you have not heard before, that you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items with your friends and neighbors here throughout central Wisconsin, our listening area. If you want to talk about upcoming events here, if you want to talk about, like, for instance, if you have any Easter egg hunts going on tomorrow or even later today, if your community is offering some of those for the kids here, we'd love to talk about it today. 424-2600, call up for that. Anything else you want to talk about? The lovely day, it looks like spring, maybe, is finally here. I got my fingers crossed. Got some good weather coming up next week, I hope. And it looks like everything is going smoothly so far this April. But I will also be getting into our mailbag items, news and notes, all of our regular features here on Over the Back Fence. But most of all, I want your phone calls, 424-2600. Okay, before we get started, I do want to say, if you are on the west side of Wisconsin Rapids, head on over to the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church today. They are open till 1 o'clock with the Winter Farmers Market going through the end of April. Only a couple of weeks left, everybody. If you have not done so yet, go and check it out. It's got a lot of great vendors, a lot of great food, craft items, all kinds of wonderful stuff. Check it out. It's in the basement at 310 First Avenue South, the Moravian Church in town here. Go check it out. Plenty of parking there. And say hi. If you're listening to Over the Back Fence, tell him you heard it on Over the Back Fence. Give him a shout out there for us as well. Like I said, we're going to be getting into lots of different events coming up here over the next couple of weeks throughout central Wisconsin. I do want to touch on our schedule as it pertains to WFHR and WIRI moving forward here. After this show, we have our good friend, Charlie Behrens. The Cripes cast will be following us from noon to 1 o'clock. Check out Charlie and all the great interviews that he does. And then from 1 to 2, we've got Under the Helmet. We've got The Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown, talking about stuff that's happening through the week. Talk about sports. Talk about all kinds of things. Gilbert is a wonderful, fun guy to listen to, full of opinions and lots of great humor. Join him and Earl Ingram for Under the Helmet from 1 to 2 today. And don't forget to check out from 6 to midnight, we have Max Inc. Radio, live music interviews, all kinds of good music in the Wisconsin area, especially in Madison. Check that out as well. If you have not done so yet, give it a try. Some great people host that show as well. Looking ahead to tomorrow at about 1 o'clock, we've got the rebroadcast of the Sunshine Polka Party Show. Tim has another great show this weekend. If you caught it at 7 o'clock today, good for you. Lucky you. You got some early morning polka in your life. But if you missed it, 1 o'clock tomorrow, rebroadcast of Tim's show this week. And like we always say, it's the best show on radio, the greatest show on radio. The second greatest show on radio, he said modestly. Seth Faces the Music. Seth Faces the Music tomorrow from 6 to 8. Check it out. This week, Fool. That's the topic I chose, Fool. I wanted to make it a little bit easier on myself after having a, you know, it was a lot of fun to do the four basic elements fire, water, earth, air. But it was a little bit of a challenge, so I chose a little bit easier topic to choose for this week. Lots and lots of songs about being foolish. I mean, doesn't love make a fool of us all? Make a fool of us all. So that means that there's lots of songs that are written about it. So check that out. 6 to 8 tomorrow. Got a lot of great tunes for that. And then from 8 to 9, we've got a brand spanking new director's cut. A person that is getting more and more well known around Central Wisconsin. From Stevens Point, Jordan Bain was our guest. James and I talked to him, got him to play several songs. Jordan Bain, of course, is not only a solo artist. He has a band that's pretty darn well known in the area, Save Point. Now, I don't want to brag, but you know, we got Save Point coming up here in May at some point. Now, we're going to have them join Director's Cut as well. But a big thank you to Jordan for coming in, sharing his wonderful music, his great songwriting skill. We had a lot of fun, and we hope you enjoy it tomorrow, right after Seth Faces the Music, 8 to 9, Director's Cut. Of course, we don't have any sports going on right now, either on WFHR or our sister station, WIRI. But I do want to take a moment here and pitch some stuff on WIRI, some new things that are coming up. One that we've already done, from noon to 2 on Sundays, there's a new show called Forgotten Country. It's a show all about songs you may not have heard in a long time. The hosts do a great job of collecting artists and listening to old music, that country music that you may have not, that's kind of goes right with what we do on WIRI, classic country, country legends. So go check that out if you have not done so yet, Sundays from noon to 2. And I'm kind of excited because I've been working on a show myself for WIRI, and now I'm not going to reveal everything about it right yet. We're still working on the details, but I'm very excited about it. We're working on what day and time to get it ready to go, and it's going to be very exciting. And again, it's going to fit in, I think, really well with the format that they have in WIRI. So stay tuned. Hopefully in the next week or two, we'll give you some more information about a new show debuting on WIRI. And there's more coming in the pipe too. So stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned for that. We're real excited to use our sister station for more fun shows that we think that you will enjoy very, very much. All right, looking ahead to this coming week, we, of course, have lots of fun during the morning show from 7 to 10 every Monday through Friday. And, of course, now we've got all kinds of fun regular features here. On Monday at about 9 o'clock, we got The Kitchens Open. Join Beth and Melissa with their latest topic. And I did, I was told what the topic was, and now I forgot. So you're going to have to listen. You're going to have to tune in at 9 o'clock on Monday to find out what Melissa and Beth are going to be talking about this coming week. On Wednesday, at about a little bit after Melissa's news, about 8:35, 8:40 or somewhere around there, we're joined by Quality Plus Printing with their Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil going to join us for that, as he does every week. And then at 9 o'clock on Thursdays, of course, Pet of the Week. Don't want to miss that as well. It's great having Madison in here telling us not only what's going on at the Southwood County Humane Society, but how you can adopt a pet, a cat, dog, whatever it is, all kinds of details, how you can volunteer, how you can help them out financially with food and with other items that they may need. And of course, we love the pets they bring in, of course. When they're able to do that, it's always a treat. And then, of course, on Friday, Star of the Day, at about 8:35, right after Melissa's news, make you star of the day, either a theme song, a movie quote, give us any part of that, and you'll be a winner of a family pack from Culver's. It's a new thing, new family pack of meals, and that's really exciting too. All right, before we go to our first break here and touch on a few more programming items, let's take our first phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning. See, I have 9 sheets of Hardy backer board. It's for the quarter inch thick stuff you put behind or on the floor before you put tile, ceramic tile down. They have few holes. They're real clean. They were used for a temporary job. And I have 9 sheets. I'd sell for probably $80 for all 9. And I also have a brand new pair of Pro Mark steel 9-ply They're for chaps, for cutting with a chainsaw, protect your legs and your body. And I would sell those for $100 and a quarter. I think they cost me $203, but I don't need them. And they're size 30 to 42, so they're variable width, waist. And the number to call would be 715-341-0158. And I thank you very much.
341-0158.
Have a good Easter.
You too. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. If you're interested in those items that he was talking about, including the chaps and the underboard for some ceramic tile, 341-0158. That's it. That's as easy as it is, everybody. That's just as simple. Call up. Do what that gentleman did. Call 424-2600 and offer if you got anything you're looking for, if something you want to sell. That's what this show, Over the Back Fence, is all about. We're going to go ahead and take our first break of the hour here. When we come back, we'll get into our mailbag items. We'll get into our news and notes and calendar of events. Lots of great stuff to talk about today. And of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, Cherry Elk Sausage and Port Wine Cheese Spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin Athletic Programs.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 65. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday with highs in the upper 60s, partly cloudy Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
So today is not really 9 to 5, but we are here at Over the Back Fence.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
All right, working 11 to 12 today. That's me on Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Thanks, everyone, for joining me today. And before we get into some of our other items here, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a kid's bed. It's got a new mattress. It's 6.5 feet long by 3 foot wide. It's got the pillows, the comforter, and the sheets all in good shape for $125. And I also have a shelf for bookshelves, just like new, and that's, I want $25 for that. I'm a short ways between Marshall, Rapids, and Alden. I live in the village of Auburndale. You can call, please call 715-660-8066.
660-8066. Yep. All right. Thank you so much. Have a happy Easter as well. Woo. Ooh, my tongue got in front of my eye tooth. I couldn't see what I was saying there. Again, if you're interested in a kid's bed or a shelving unit, he's got those for sale. 660-8066, the number to call for that. Thank you very much for that. And now, as we get into our news and notes and calendar of events, please know that you can call up 424-2600 while I'm going through all this information. I will finish reading what is in front of me, and then I will get to your call as soon as I can, or I will get to your call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I called in last week looking to buy a firearm, and I'm still looking.
Okay.
I'm doing this just as a hobby for myself. I've had people actually call me wanting me to do gunsmithing, but my hobby is just restoring or modifying firearms, old guns, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for another project.
All right.
And you can call or text 715-315-8115.
315-8115.
Correct.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great Easter.
You too.
All right. Thank you. We've got someone just looking to restore firearms. It's a little hobby that he has. If you can help him out with that, 315-8115. He's just doing it to restore it. It's his own hobby that he does. So keep that in mind. All he's looking for is an old, if I remember from last week, he said he's more interested in long barrel guns, rifles, and so on. So if you have something like that, you don't want anymore, something that he can restore because as a hobby, then give him a call. 315-8115, the number to call for that. Thank you so much for those calls. Let's go ahead and get into our news and notes and calendar of events. Before we do that, we have a quick message from our good friends over at Chatterbox Catering. Get off your keister and come in for Easter. Chatterbox has a brunch buffet this year for Easter. They're opening their doors for an all-you-can-eat Easter Sunday brunch buffet for $12 with dine-in service from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Brunch takeout meal for six is also available for $56 or $10 individually. The takeout meal is ham steak, cheesy hash browns, glazed carrots, dinner rolls, and strawberry strudel. Oh my gosh, does that sound good. If you go to the brunch buffet, if you eat there in person from 8 to 2 on Sunday, this is what is available: biscuits and gravy, sausage links, scrambled eggs, pancakes, ham, cheesy hash browns, honey glazed carrots, dinner rolls, and cranberry fluff. My goodness. Can I just go now? And I know it's not ready, but I want to go over there and start eating. You can call and reserve your takeout today, right now, 715-712-3393. That's 712-3393. Feel free to leave a message if they're out busy out and about. You can also email Kathy Havitz, that's K-A-T-H-I-H-A-V-I-T-Z at charter.net, with your name, phone number, pickup time, and quantity ordered. Your Easter meal is set and ready to go. Go check it out at Chatterbox Catering, our good friends down in Kellner. And I can't say, oh my gosh, I'm just drooling right now. Oh my goodness. So go looking into our mailbag. I've got nothing but moths. Nothing. All week and nothing. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, it's super duper easy. If you want to drop it off in person, come on down to 1690 2nd Avenue South. We are right on the roundabout, right across from the Armory, kitty corner from the DMV. Come on in during our normal business hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Say hello, drop off what you have, take a tour of the place. We'd love to see you. We love visitors here, everybody. And you can see where all the magic happens, he says. All the magic. If you'd like to email otbf at wfhr.com as well, that's a good way to do it, or info at wfhr.com, another way to get us your information. You can also email seth.hebhager at civicmedia.us. That's my personal email address. So I look forward to that as well. Get those to me. Limit of three items. Don't forget that. There is no price upper limit on that. We don't have that. But we do ask that, of course, you include your contact information so people can get a hold of you. And also a good description of the item or items you're trying to sell or what you're looking for. That is very helpful for us as we read it out over the air. All right, dipping in now to our news and notes, calendar of events, got lots of stuff coming up. If you were here with the morning show on Monday, you heard our very good friend Bill Heck coming in for his weekly or monthly, I should say, Veterans Update. Bill is back, and he's going to be doing that right after the kitchen is open once a month, the first Monday of the month. So stay tuned for Bill to come in. Coming up this week, for our veterans, the first Heroes Cafe of the season is opening up on the 12th. And let me make sure I got the right information here. I'm going to find that sheet with that information. I can't believe I didn't have it. Here it is. American Heroes Cafe. There it is. 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. They're at 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are, of course, welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. And if you have any questions about any kind of veterans, if you want some information, if you want to join either the VFW or the VVA, Bill is the guy to talk to. His number is 262-496-3198, 262-496-3198. That's Bill's number. And you can see what's coming up here as well. On this coming 13th, that is the next this coming Thursday, there's a VVA meeting at 6 p.m. And then on the 17th, the Never Forgotten Honor Flight is getting a mail call. And we'll get into that in just a minute, what that entails. But that's coming up on the 17th. And then on the 20th, there'll be a VFW meeting at 6 p.m. We'll continue to update on all veterans activities coming up here. But in between when Bill is here, we want to make sure everyone's informed about meetings and other things that are happening. Here's some events coming up at our good friends over at the McMillan Memorial Library. All the great programming that they have over there. Coming up on April 14th, some resin creations. Join them and the makerspace and make your own resin craft. They'll be using UV resin and small tools to piece together their projects. Registration is required, and that's easy. Just go to mcmillanlibrary.org/resin-creations, and you can sign up there. There are two times available on the 14th, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So if you're interested in doing some artwork with resin, this is your chance to do that. On Saturday, April 15th, Authors at the McMillan will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Fine Arts Center. At 6 p.m., Alita Judge, a children's book author and illustrator, will be there. You can talk with her. And then at 8 p.m., Emily M. Stone, a nature writer and education director at Cable Natural History Museum. Very, very cool. Check out some authors, meet them, find out about their work coming up April and this coming Saturday, April 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the library. And then, of course, the week after that is Earth Week, culminating in Earth Day on April 22nd. They've got many events going on during that Earth Day, Earth Week, I should say, April 18th, 6 p.m. They're showing The Lorax, the movie. On April 19th at 6 p.m., clean energy benefits of recent legislation. So they're going to explain some of the stuff that's passed, some new laws that are in place for clean energy benefits. You can learn all about those. On April 20th at 6 p.m., recycling, what you need to know. This is really important because we have learned in recent years what we thought when we thought we were recycling certain things, we weren't. And I think it's very important to find out what we actually can recycle and can't recycle. And the real information, not what companies that make money off of plastics tell us. Because we have found that basically they were not telling the truth about it. So I think this is a very good opportunity to find out exactly what recycling, what you need to know about recycling in this day and age. And that's very important and very cool. Then on April 22nd, actually on Earth Day at 1:30 p.m., they're showing The Biggest Little Farm. It's a movie. And that's on Earth Day, April 22nd, 1:30 p.m. Otherwise, lots of great stuff happening at the McMillan Library. all throughout every month. So go ahead and go to their website, check it out, and find out if there's anything that interests you coming up. This coming week, the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids has declared April 9th through the 15th National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week in the city of Wisconsin Rapids in honor of the men and women whose diligence and professionalism keep our city and citizens safe. Emergencies can occur at any time that require police, fire, or emergency medical services. And when an emergency occurs, the prompt response of police officers, firefighters, and paramedics is critical to the protection of life and preservation of property, and the safety of our police officers and firefighters is dependent upon the quality and accuracy of the information obtained from citizens who telephone the Emergency Communications Center. This is for dispatchers. This is for people, the first people that you talk to when there's an emergency. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity to thank them. We always are very generous, I believe, thanking our police, firefighters, emergency medical people, and they do such a great job, and we need to thank them. But these are the first people that we talk to. We got to make sure they talk to people in emergency situations when people are, you know, anxiety. It's panic. It's they have to deal with so much stuff to get that correct information to the people who need it. Can't thank them enough, and I'm glad that we will be honoring them this coming week in Wisconsin Rapids. Our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is getting ready for their big book giveaway that's coming up in June, but they need books. So right now, through April 28th, if you have some gently used children's books that you would like, that you don't need anymore, that you would like to give a new home to, this is the time to get those together. You can drop those off at the United Way offices at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time to donate new or gently used children's books. The biggest need are baby board books and easy readers. Keep that in mind, everyone. Books will be distributed during the Great Book Giveaway, June 6th through the 13th, in Adams Friendship, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rome, Rudolph, Vesper, and Wisconsin Rapids, all throughout our listening area and all throughout the area covered by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. If you're interested, if you want more information, of course, you can call them directly at 715-421-0390. You can dial 211 and ask them about it there as well, or go to their website, uwswac.org, and find out more information about the book drive. Very exciting. Got to make sure I get my books together this year because we got tons of them, and I think they need a new home for kids who would really enjoy them. It is National Volunteer Month in April, so find a way to volunteer anywhere. There's so many great opportunities in Rapids here to do that. But the American Red Cross is also celebrating the millions of people who volunteer to give blood, platelets, and plasma throughout the year. They're, of course, always looking for every type of blood. But right now, they're especially looking for type O blood donors and those giving platelets. Keep the blood supply strong with enough to support critical patient care all season long. And it sounds like we're in a good spot right now, but it's never enough. We're never done giving blood. So now is a great opportunity. If you want to check out where you can give blood through the Red Cross, you go to redcrossblood.org. You can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. They'll give you some more information. And if you give between until April 23rd at the Red Cross, you'll receive an exclusive Red Cross and Peanuts t-shirt featuring Snoopy as the coolest beagle in town, Joe Cool, while supplies last. That is so cool. I love Joe Cool. He's one of my favorites. And if you give through April 30th, you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win a 3-night trip for two to Sonoma County, California. Get your wine tasting taste buds up and running for that one. The getaway includes flights, hotel, $1,000 gift card, and special tours of the Charles M. Schultz Museum and Snoopy's Home Ice, courtesy of Peanuts Worldwide. I love Peanuts. This is such a great event. It's so cool. Get to see where he lived. Charles M. Schultz, proud Minnesotan, by the way. I have to add that in there. There is a opportunity in Auburndale coming up this week on the 17th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Auburndale High School. That's at 10629 North Road in Auburndale. That's Auburndale High School. That's on the 17th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Actually, this is not coming up this week. I'm sorry, this is the week after, but that one is the next one coming up. Of course, if you are in the Stevens Point area, you can give blood on many different days over at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. Coming up this week, Monday and Tuesday from 12 to 6:15 p.m. And then again, Thursday from 8:15 to 2:45. Oh, I missed one. There's also on Thursday one in Stevens Point at the United Methodist Church, St. Paul's United Methodist at 600 Wilshire, 12 to 5 p.m. for that one. So if you have any, again, if you're in Stevens Point, that's another opportunity to give some blood. And we want to keep those blood levels up very as high as we can. All right, we've got coming up here our representative for the 72nd State Assembly District, of course, is Scott Krug, and he is going to be holding some listening sessions in several locations this coming week. These listening sessions are an opportunity to provide information on the proposed 2023-25 state budget and also to discuss other issues with Representative Krug. No RSVP is needed to attend these sessions. Please feel free to arrive and leave as you wish. The four listening sessions scheduled currently are as follows. So, coming up tomorrow, or excuse me, not tomorrow, on Monday, April 10th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Coloma Village Hall at 155 North Front Street in Coloma. And then later on, and from 3 to 4 p.m. on that same day, Monday, April 10th, Red Granite Public Library at 135 West Bannerman Avenue in Red Granite. Coming up the Monday after next, Monday, April 17th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Rome Town Hall, 1156 Alpine Drive in Nacoosa. And then later on that same day, April 17th, from 3 to 4:30, McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Opportunity to not only speak with your elected representative, find out what's going on at the state with the budget and other legislative items that are going on, but an opportunity to connect and have your voice heard as well. Coming up this Wednesday, we have a Shred Day that's sponsored by our good friends at the United Way of Southwood in Adams County, but also Bank Account Corporation and Prevail Bank. That's going to be happening from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. or until maximum capacity is reached at the Prevail Bank parking lot, 1601 Lincoln Street. Protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, canceled checks, etc. to be securely shredded on site by ShredSafe. Each individual can shred 2 8x10 boxes for free, and they ask for a donation of $5 to the United Way for each box thereafter. So not only are you protecting yourself and getting rid of sensitive documents you do not need anymore, it's also an opportunity to help our United Way. Every pound of paper shredded, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties will receive a dollar with a maximum donation of $2,000. Very cool. Win-win situation. You get to protect yourself and you get to help out the United Way in Wisconsin Rapids here. And not only Wisconsin Rapids, of course, of Southwood and Adams County as well. Also coming up on Wednesday, bingo, Wisconsin Rapids Lodge number 693. So earlier in the day, they're going to be hosting the American Heroes Cafe. Later on in the day, they're going to have bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 p.m. Once again, they're at 430 West Jackson Street, and they have a phone number to call if you're looking for information not only about the American Heroes Cafe, not only about bingo, but if you're interested in joining. They're kind of doing a membership drive right now, the Elks are. So if you're interested, give them a call, 715-423-1930, 423-1930, and find out about all the ways they help our community, veterans, students, all the great things that they put back into our community. And that's what they are all about at the Elks Lodge. So you can go have some fun with bingo, or maybe you want to do a little deeper. Maybe you want to join the Elks. And one more thing I want to talk about here. This week, of course, every Thursday, Feeding Our Communities with United Services has all three of its founding services in their new location. I don't know if it's new anymore, but it's new enough. Let's call it that. 2321 West Grand Avenue. The Focus Neighborhood Meal Program is recently, again, moved in there, and they're doing their in-house meals once again every Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Go down there and check it out. A great community meal and their great new facility. I was there on Tuesday this last week, helping out with SWEPs, and it's such a great facility. I can't tell you how nice it is now to have everything in one place for Focus and all the great stuff that they do. So go if you want to share a meal on Thursday, the community meal there, 4:30 to 6 p.m., and also check out what's going on at Focus down there. All right, let's take a little break here on Over the Back Fence. We have some more events coming up when we come back. Also, hopefully, we're going to hear more from you. 424-2600 is the number to call here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are a locally grown radio.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 65. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday with highs in the upper 60s, partly cloudy Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
If you can understand him, you're a better person than I am. Still, great song. Love it. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Going till noon today, like we do every Saturday. Thanks so much for joining me. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you want to buy or sell items, if you want to talk about events in the area, talk about Easter events. We really didn't get many this year. So if you have anything going on with your church or our community group, we'd love to hear about it. Send it our way, and we can talk about it on the airwaves, 424-2600. We're going to continue now with news and notes, calendar of events. We're going to go a little bit further down the line here in April and find out what else is happening in the area. Coming up next Saturday, the 15th, we have the monthly distribution of Ruby's Pantry. That is every third Saturday from Pitch Elementary School at 501 17th Street South. It goes from 8 to 9:30 a.m. or until the food is gone. It is drive-through only. Donation amount per bundle is $25. You can pay in advance, and you can choose your pickup time by going to rubyspantry.org to register for that scheduled pickup. Or you can pay cash when you get there. Follow the line up on the map. You can go online to see their map, also at rubyspantry.org, to find out which line you need to be in. There's prepay and there's cash pay. You enter the parking lot off of Pear Street. Attendants will direct you in the lot. Stay in your vehicle, please. Drive-through distribution only. The food is pre-boxed, so you can leave your boxes and baskets at home. Don't have to worry about that. Have the back of your vehicle cleaned out of boxes for the food. Just make sure there's enough space for it there. And if you have any questions, you can email M. Mertens, that's M-M-E-R-T-E-N-S, at EmmanuelRapids.com. Or they go to their Facebook page, Ruby's Pantry, at Emmanuel Lutheran. They, of course, thank everybody for their support. And, of course, they're always looking for volunteers. And if you this sounds like something you'd like to help out with, you can. They start around 6 a.m. on the Saturdays that they do the distribution, and they're usually done by about 10. And come in the time frame that works best for you. Of course, it's every third Saturday. Go to their website and become a volunteer by going to rubyspantry.org/become-volunteer. Go to that tab, and you can sign up there. And again, if you have any questions, email M. Mertens, M-M-E-R-T-E-N-S, at EmmanuelRapids.com for more information. Coming up next Sunday, or the Sunday after next, depending on how you say it, that's April 16th, by the way. Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools is commemorating the completion of the community-supported referendum project at Lincoln High School with a celebration. A dedication ceremony and ribbon cutting will be held at the front entrance of Lincoln High School. And, of course, that is located at 801 16th Street South. Attendees should gather by the front entrance. The dedication will include a short presentation from students, faculty, and other distinguished guests. Following the ribbon cutting, guests are invited to join the Lincoln High School National Honor Society and Student Council members on guided tours of the new school addition. Great to see this is finally completed. The pandemic kind of threw a wrench into the building plans, but they're done now, and it's very cool. So if you want to celebrate that and see what's going on there, it's from 1 to 3, April 16th, 1 to 3, April 16th, that's a Sunday, and the ceremony is at the front entrance of Lincoln High School. Earlier on in the program, did talk about mail call letters for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. If you would like to write a letter to a veteran for mail call, send your letter to veterans, whoever the name is, or just a blank honored veteran. Then they can give that to anybody. Care of Never Forgotten Honor Flight, 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, number 780, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. Please send your mail call letters 2 to 3 weeks prior to the flight. So the next cutoff date is April 17th. So for sending letters, so make sure you get them in before the 17th. So you have plenty of time now to get that in. Mail as soon as you can. Once again, that address is the veteran's name or just to an honored veteran. Care of Never Forgotten Honor Flight, 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, 780, number 780, Wausau, 54401. Let's support our veterans. We've had people call up on this very show and talk about their experience with the Honor Flight and how wonderful it was. Let's get those cards and letters ready for the veterans who will be going on the next one. So it's very exciting, and we look forward to you sending out cards. There'll be some stock boxes coming up every month. Our good friends at Focus will be putting these together. They can stock your pantry for better choices. Typical items include juice, cereal, canned dry milk, canned fruits and vegetables, canned meat, canned soup, peanut butter and rice, instant potatoes or pasta, and American cheese. Now, there are certain eligibility requirements for this. Age 60 plus and household income per month requirements. You have to be under a certain threshold. And when you register, you can also double check to see if you do fit in on that. You can also call 211 and they can get you set up for as well. Call 877-947-2211 from Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The next distribution is Tuesday, April 18th. Pickup is between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. To register, receive your box no later than the Tuesday before the pickup date. So that means that this coming Tuesday, the 11th, is the cutoff date to sign up for this. So go ahead and make sure you call up. Go online, bit.ly/3RL5P0P. Websites on the radio just doesn't work so well. But it is at the Focus Food Pantry at 2321 West Grand Avenue, of course. So if you have any questions, you can always check it out there. First time only, please bring an ID showing date of birth of the stock box recipient just so they can verify it's you. And then after that, you'll be good to go. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Looking ahead to, let's do this one first. We got some more community blood drives happening. Of course, the Red Cross is always available, but there's also specific ones here in Wisconsin Rapids, including one coming up Tuesday, April 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then again Monday, April 24th from 2 to 7. At the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street, Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged, and you can schedule those by calling 866-566-5900 to schedule. And this is put on by the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, just as a reminder that they are the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Walk-ins, of course, are also welcome. Tuesday, April 18th, 10 to 3. Monday, April 24th, 2 to 7. Community blood drives coming up in Rapids. One more item before we take our final break here. Let's Create is having a scrapbooking event happening Wednesday, April 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Let's Create, 1367, 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, 1387 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids at Let's Create. This is open to all youth, kindergarten, and up. Please register by Sunday, April 16th, bit.ly/scrapbooking23. This is put on by our friends at UW Extension Wood County and the 4-H Club. It is a $10 fee to participate, but scholarships are also available. So when you sign up, if you need some assistance, let them know. Let's Create scrapbooking event coming up Wednesday, April 19th, 6 to 7 p.m. at Let's Create. All right, one final break here, ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap up the show today. Stay tuned. We got a couple more items and events to talk about when we come back. And let's see if we can get a last couple of phone calls in. 424-2600 is the number to call here on Over the Back Fence. This is WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715 424-4101.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is
good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle delivered to my door. And to help Wisconsin schools in the process, go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop and order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 56. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 33. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65. Upper 60s, Monday, with a chance for scattered showers. Warmer, Tuesday, with highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47. What's with this homies dissing my girl?
I look just like Buddy Holly. Well, my glasses sort of do. Otherwise, not really. Thanks for joining me today, everybody, on Over the Back Fence. It's been a great day. Thanks for all the phone calls so far. 424-2600. You can might squeeze in at least one more here before we wrap up the show today. And I do want a couple of shout-outs here before we do wrap up the show. Of course, our new sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. Thank you so much, Jeff and the whole gang over there. If you want a no-cost consultation, you can call 715-424-4101, 424-4101. You can also go to their website, jca-insurance.com, or just Google Jeff Clark and Associates, and it will come right up for you. Not much searching need to go on there, but they have a lot of insurance solutions that offer you, if it's Medicare, if it's other health insurance, life insurance, other personal insurance. They are the ones to talk to in Wisconsin Rapids. Big shout out to them for sponsoring the show. We love to have them as our sponsors. Also tomorrow, don't forget, the Chatterbox Catering is having their brunch buffet. Get off your keister and come in for Easter. They're opening the doors for an all-you-can-eat Easter brunch buffet for $12 with dine-in service from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. They also have a takeout meal for six, available for $56 or $10 individual if you don't have six people to feed. The takeout meal is ham steak, cheesy hash browns, glazed carrots, dinner rolls, and strawberry strudel. Delicious. If you're going to be at the all-you-can-eat buffet, their menu includes biscuits and gravy, sausage links, scrambled eggs, pancakes, ham, cheesy hash browns, honey glazed carrots, dinner rolls, and cranberry fluff. And I am so hungry right now. Oh my gosh. If you want to have a takeout meal, you can call and reserve 715-712-3393, 712-3393. Feel free to leave a message. You can also email Kathy at KathiHavitz at charter.net with your name, phone number, pickup time, and quantity ordered. Great Easter brunch happening at Chatterbox in Kellner. Check it out. It just sounds so, so good. Once again, thanks everyone for joining me on Over the Back Fence today. We'll be back next week from 11 to noon for your calls on items you're looking to buy or sell, events happening. Now that Easter's out of the way, we've got a ways to go before our next holiday. Memorial Day, it looks like, will be our next big holiday coming up in May. We have to fill other events, find out other events that are happening in here. So fill us in, everyone. We can't wait to talk about it over the airwaves on Over the Back Fence. Coming up next, of course, we've got the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. Stay tuned for that and all the fun guests that he has and the entertaining interviews he does. 1 o'clock today, we've got Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram talking about any number of items. So stay tuned for that as well. Once again, a reminder, Set Face to the Music tomorrow, 6 to 8. My topic is Fool. Fools rush in. All kinds of foolish stuff happening on my show. Well, that's normal, actually. Lots of foolishness on Seth Face of the Music. That's 6 to 8 on Sunday. And then from 8 to 9, we got Jordan Bain. That's right, the lead singer and songwriter for Safe Point. He does a solo set with us. Great music. Play some of his original tunes. And I can't say enough of how fun that was. James and I enjoy Jordan being in there immensely. And we can't say enough about it. So check it out tomorrow. The WFHR block of shows, it's just two, but it's a block for me. From 6 to 9, we've got Seth Face and the Music, and then we have Director's Cut. Stay tuned, everyone, for Charlie Behrens and the Cripes Cast here on WFHR. Have a great weekend.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From the